Thursday, November 3rd, 4:51 a.m. Okay, I got up at 2 today, and it takes me a while to get acclimated to the cold, so I didn't come out here and paint. I actually did about 10 minutes ago come out here to start painting on this panel of Papa Phantom, and then decided, nah, I didn't want to paint. I just didn't feel like painting it. I've been dealing with some pain in my hip, the side that I fell on when I fell off the ladder in 2019, in February 2019. And so it just kind of hurt. It just, and plus the other pains I've been dealing with. So I looked at the painting and I said, okay, you know, I don't really feel like painting. So I decided to make a little recording here. But looking at the painting, yeah, I could, you know, I'd like to be done with it now, but and that's never the case with me. I've always got to keep on working on stuff until it's really, I'm satisfied with it. It's rare that I just rip up a painting and start all over again, but I do that. But it's rare, like I said. This is not a complete loss yet, or even close to it. It's not going to be something for public consumption, I would say. It's more for my wife, like I said. After this, I'm going to paint a painting for my sister of her cat that she had to put down because it had some really bad health issues. And really nice cat and everything, the one that we babysat for her while she was gone on her vacation, her month-long vacation. And so we really, you know, we developed a relationship with that cat too, so it'd be easier to paint that cat. That one will be for human consumption, or public consumption, that is. And so I've got to really think about that a lot more. Not that I didn't think about this one, but at one point, you know, it's like, okay, I'd like to start over, but I've been working on it for quite a while now, so I don't really want to dump it. But it's, you know, this last couple of times I painted on it kind of brought it back to interest. So it's, oh, no, the dry throat, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know what's going on with that. But yeah, it's, it can go somewhere. Let's see. So yesterday I had to get my injection in my left eye for my venal occlusion? No, VR, yeah. Venal retinal occlusion that I got years ago. And when was that I started getting that? It was after 2015. I really don't remember exactly when. But let's see. So I got shot in my eye for that. So that kind of screwed things up. We're supposed to do grocery shopping. We're supposed to leave early and get stuff done. But the wife is not feeling up to par. So she was moving kind of slow. So we kind of ran out of time. We did half our grocery shopping. We usually grocery shop every week at Raley's. And then we alternate, before we go to Raley's, we alternate between Trader Joe's and Sprouts. Because there are certain things there that we like to get. So yesterday was Sprouts, and then plus she wanted to throw in PetSmart because she needed to get some stuff for the cats and dog. So we went there first and came back to Sprouts and then started on our way to Raley's, and I realized, hey, I'm going to run out of time here. I got to get to my doctor's appointment. So we just went home, stayed there for about 15 minutes or so, and then took off for the doctor's appointment. it's funny how they have their little, their not little, they have their assistants prep you for the doctor's procedure that they do. They come, you could go in there and they scan my eye. That's a separate procedure altogether. They scan my eye, put it in the computer, and the doctor, so the doctor can see it when she comes in. And so after the scanning of the eye, they give me an eye exam to see how well my vision is. And then they prep the eye for the injection, which is they'll put the stuff that dilates your eye, your pupil, so that you, I guess so the doctor can look in there if something goes wrong or whatever. And then they numb your eye. Then they put they're supposed to numb your eye, and they put some other stuff in there. One's for numbing your eye, one's for antiseptic, and then the doctor comes in and she puts a dose of antiseptic in there. And the assistants, I could tell that they don't all do the same thing. This last assistant I had, and I had her before, she's a little chintzy with the stuff that numbs the eye, because when the doctor came in and put the antiseptic in my eye before the shot, it burned. It burned the most I've felt it burn ever. And I let the doctor know, hey, oh, that burns, doc. So anyway, so I have to if that burns again next time from that same assistant, I'll have to tell the doctor, hey, I'm not getting enough numbing stuff in there. I felt the injection a little better, well, a little bit more, but it wasn't as painful as the antiseptic was. Also, last time I got my injection, there was that little black dot that kind of was in my vision for a couple of days, and this time it's not there, so I don't know what that means. I guess if she shoots in a certain place, it'll show up, but apparently there is no black dot, and vision's pretty good still, so that's the way that goes. Yeah, so the weather turned and it's cold. It rained a lot day before yesterday and then yesterday. Ooh. Excuse me. Yeah, I think tomorrow, if I get up really early, I'll just come straight out here and do the. Do my reading of my blood pressure and taking of my medication as fast and forego my breakfast or whatever. See how that works out and try to paint some more. I just don't want to really cram it today. It's not really cramming it because days are shorter, so it's lighter later. So I would have time to paint, I guess, today, but it's just not no motivated. I'm pretty tired, I guess, and the pain, like I said, I've got a lot of pain in my hip. And also I got this tendonitis in my left upper arm, just above my elbow, and I've been trying to deal with that with a little one of those little straps that you put on there, which really does help. The other night when I was going to bed, I felt so much pain. I was thinking about taking some Tylenol, but I didn't do that. So yeah, with Pia, our new dog, we really don't trust her with the cats alone yet. So we've been when we go grocery shopping, we've been putting her in a crate. And she was okay till the last time, which was, when was that? That was Monday? I'm trying to think here. No, not Monday. That was Saturday. Yeah, that was Saturday. And so we came home from church. We put her in the crate. We came home from church, and she had pooped in the. In the crate, and she was very unhappy about that. I'm thinking she might have peed too, but I couldn't tell because she splashed a bunch of her water in there, so we had to clean all that up. And so the wife had a good idea that she seems to be okay in the bedroom all night. So Yesterday when we went grocery shopping, we didn't put her in the crate. We just left her in the bedroom, and she seemed a lot happier about that situation. She did not like the crate, so, and she didn't have an accident. So, well, hopefully, if she does, well, at least that way, if she does, it'll, she'll have it in one place, and she won't have to step in it and deal with it that way. So, let's see, what else? Yeah, so she really looks forward to her walks, and that's all she wants to do is go for walks. That's her favorite pastime. I want to go for a walk and sniff everything in the world. But anyways, like I said, I'll walk her for 40 minutes in the morning, but the rest of the day I can't be walking all the time. Let's see, what else we got going here? Yeah, so I got my tobacco leaves, and some of them look like they probably should. They turned brown, and some didn't turn brown. So I don't know what the story is on that. So I'm gonna research that a little and see what I need to do to make the other ones turn brown if they do at all. As far as my expansion of the garden in the back, I've got the lower retaining wall. For the lower section completed, and I flattened that out before the rain. And before the rain came, I also put in some ground cover seeds. I put in the winter rye and some fertilizer, so that'll be ready for something next spring, hopefully. And now I got to deal with some other stuff. I got to go get me. Maybe I'll do that today, instead of getting too involved with stuff I can't really get done. I'll go get. I need a 12-foot length of 2x6. Yeah, I should get that 2x6 for the that lower part next to the walkway coming from the porch. I need to put a board there to delineate that part from the pathway. So either 2x4 or 2x6. I'll probably end up being 2x6. And let's see, what else? Yeah, so maybe I'll go get that today. Make a project of that. And so, because it's supposed to start raining some more next week, so we got a pattern of rain coming in, which is good. We need the rain, which is bad for me because I don't like the rain. I don't like working in the wet mud out there. But anyway, so got to get that going. Yeah, so let me call this a quit here, and or a wrap, that is, and I'll see you next time. See ya.